My summer reading. We're close to Christmas and the prospect of summer holidays. What better way to banish the fears and challenges of the pandemic than to lose ourselves in reading? In this post, I'll share with you the books I've put aside for summer reading. I was lucky enough to have attended a live writers festival at the beginning of December. The Bad Sydney Crime Writers Festival was held over 4 days at the New South Wales State Library in Macquarie Street. The whole experience was thrilling, from walking from Wynyard Station up Martin Place again, passing the giant City of Sydney Christmas tree, to the enjoyment of watching authors talk about their books. Most exciting was the opportunity to chat to writers and book lovers again in those incidental conversations that only live events allow. And then there was the tempting display of books and the opportunity to have them signed, plus a $20 book voucher for signing up for 4 events in one day, a clever marketing ploy I found impossible to resist. These are the books I brought home for summer reading. Benevolence by Julie Jansen, published by Magabala Books in 2020, a work of historical fiction based on the life of Murraging Mary James, a Darug woman in early 1800s Sydney, who was given as a girl to the Parramatta Native School and went on to have a remarkable life. Other People's Houses by Kelly Hawkins, published by HarperCollins in 2021, a thriller built on the idea that came to Kelly Hawkins in the night of someone who attends houses open for inspection and takes home a small memento from each one. Treasure and Dirt by Chris Hammer, published by Allen and Unwin in 2021. A new work of Australian noir from the author of Scrublands, a book that had me on the edge of my seat. Crime and investigation in an opal mining town in the outback. Leaping into Waterfalls by Bernadette Brennan, published by Allen and Unwin in 2021. A biography of novelist Gillian Mears, author of Fold's Bread. Bernadette Brennan is a gifted biographer who wrote a marvellous book about another of my favourite writers, A Writing Life, Helen Garner and her work. Too Much Lip by Melissa Lukashenko, published by University of Queensland Press in 2018. This novel won the Miles Franklin Award in 2019 and is one I've been keen to read. It was inspired even more by the author's talk at the Bad Sydney Festival. A Few Right-Thinking Men by Sulari Gentile, published by Pantera Press in 2010. This is the first novel in a detective series set in 1930s Australia. A friend recommended Gentile's crime fiction, and I was eager to read her work, particularly after the author's hilarious contribution to a debate at the Bad Sydney Festival on whether to kill the dog. After Story by Larissa Berendt, published by University of Queensland Press in 2021. This novel combines a story of loss and mystery with the entertainment of a fictional tour of England's literary sites. At its centre is a complicated mother-daughter relationship. Who could resist? Wishing you all the pleasures of the festive season and a happy new year.